All right, well, I guess it's going to be one of these Wednesdays. I am the Big Jack here on Sports Time Radio. Let me see if I can get Dan back in here. There we go. Dan, you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
All right, you like that? Skype threw me off. I got the minute warning from the nice lady who gives us the time here on Blog Talk Radio, and it started to rain outside. So what happens when it rains by me? Skype throws me off the system. So I had to scramble, and I think the new entry saved me there a little because it got the play all the way out, and I was able to call back in on my phone. But, yeah, this Skype thing is getting ridiculous. Their product really sucks. I don't know anybody else who uses it. But if you do, send me an email, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, and let me know if yours sucks as bad as mine does. So, and I see we're also, in case you can't hear Dan, we are having problems with him cutting out, as we have a tendency to do all the time here on Blog Talk Radio. So I am under the impression we are not going to get to hear a lot from Dan today, because I'm guessing he's going to cut in and out, which is going to make the show just fun for all of us. You can try to give us a call, 646-478-3753, but the way the show is going, I doubt that's going to work either. So you're better off, again, just emailing the show, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. I am told if you do bother to go into the show and listen in the archives, that none of these problems exist in the archives. So, you know, if you get a chance, check that out. Check out all of mine and Dan's other stuff, sportstimeradio.com, of course. The front page is the blog. It's also on WordPress.com. Get over there and read that. The link to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page is there. You should check that out. Like that for us while you're there. And the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are also both on Twitter. I am at MurphTime, and Dan the Man is at?
MantimeAthe.
There you go. So, well, you sound a little better, so let's hope the next 58 minutes or so go like this. Did you get a chance to see what I tweeted out on the Sports Time Radio feed last night from Yahoo by any chance? Did you see that article?
I saw the tweet this morning, but I didn't read the article. I was a little confused.
Well, here's the fun part about that article is, you know, Yahoo has its fantasy experts like we have ours, and, you know, it's football season. You and I talk a lot of fantasy. They gave three wide receivers that should be picked up. One was Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns. One was DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans. And I forgot who the third one was, but they called these guys overlooked is the term they used. And I got a big kick out of it because these three overlooked guys were all drafted in the leagues that we play in.
Well, of course, like you say, we play in the man league.
So, yeah, I just thought, I got quite humorous that, you know, this guy gets paid to be a fantasy expert, and he's giving you picks like Josh Gordon, who, you know, everybody knew about. I don't know why they're magically thinking this guy is overlooked, or, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was either a first or a second round draft pick, and everybody knew he was going to start on the other side of Andre Johnson. I don't know how he's considered overlooked, but this guy gets paid to dole out fantasy advice like this, and I don't get it.
I don't either. I guess maybe next season you'll have to do a little experiment and join a 10 or 12 team league.
Yes. Well, you know what's funny is I want to join a league with these experts and see, you know, how they do and how they draft. But what's odd is I noticed none of them really ever seem to play in leagues.
Well, no. You know, unlike our fantasy expert who is, you know, whether he's right or wrong, he doesn't care. He plays the game, he picks it up, and in both leagues in our baseball, fortunately for me, he's in both playoffs for both of them.
Yeah, sadly for me too, because I deal with him more than you do. But, yeah, well, you know, it's I just find it, you know, and I'm not saying I'm a fantasy expert. You know, I'm just some schmuck who enjoys playing the games. But, you know, you've got to give me better advice than that. I mean, you know, there was the – I know the other article I read that I didn't tweet out was one guy was explaining how you need to go to the owners who have C.J. Spiller and get them to trade him to you now because he's had two bad weeks.
But why would you do that?
You know, I don't know. And the funny thing is these fantasy experts, you know, guys who like – the guys who wrote this on Yahoo and the guys I listened to on SiriusXM, they were the guys pushing Spiller to the moon who got him up into the top five of every draft. You know, he started around the top 10. And by the time, like, our draft came around, he was going in, like, the third spot. And I never bought the C.J. Spiller hype that he was that high of a draft pick. But, man, they talked him up and talked him up. And now it's like, okay, well, now go get him because he's no good.
You know, maybe they're thinking he's going to bounce back and that's still their guy, but if you're in the man's league and you have C.J. Spiller, who would you even bother to take from him for him? Because,
well, yeah.
You know, obviously Mr. Fantasy, well, in the Snake League, obviously Mr. Fantasy is not going to trade away Adrian Peterson right now just because he hasn't done 200 yards a game.
Yeah, well, you know, and that was, you know, that was the odd thing. And I know, you know, Spiller is way down from what these guys were projecting him as. And, you know, that's, you know, I don't think they realized that there was the chance that Fred Jackson was going to get carries. But that's their fault for not doing the research. You know, there's a reason that I took Calvin Johnson third in our one draft instead of taking C.J. Spiller. Because I was concerned about this, and I didn't know anything. I mean, we don't live in Buffalo. I don't know diddly squat about what the Bills were going to do, but I didn't buy the hype. So, you know, I went a different direction, and I think the guy after me may have picked him, and now he gets to deal with that for, you know, his first round pick number four splitting carries.
It'd be interesting to see how much he was paid, or they paid for him. I remember.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure, you know, we could probably go back in the auction league and look.
Yeah, I'm. You know, for me, I'm just thinking, I remember that name, I remember seeing it, and I'm throwing it out there in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm willing to bet he was a $50, $60 player, because I paid $64 for Trent Richardson. And I believe Spiller's value was higher than Richardson's.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm willing to bet somebody paid, you know, $60 or so for this guy. And, you know, again, that's what, you know, that's the price you pay when you're buying, you know, you're buying the hype.
Yep. And we'll all see how the end of the season goes, and I'll still be mad. Not mad, but, you know, it'd be nice to get Adrian Peterson. But, you know, something at the end of the season so that you're going, well, I'm glad I didn't pick him up. I'm not saying that he's not going to do well, but the Vikings just don't seem to have it all there. It's just 2 weeks.
Well, you know, the funny thing is he'll still be – he probably won't get 2,000 yards, but he'll still be Adrian Peterson, and he'll still be one of the highest scorers in the league where, you know,
yeah.
C.J. Spiller probably – isn't going to pay off in that top 5 point score type range that you thought he was going to be when you picked him. You know, and I mean, you know, there's no reason he can't come back. I mean, you know, he could have a couple breakout games. The Bills have been playing well. But, you know, again, it's going to depend how, you know, if Fred Jackson starts rolling, do they stick with him? You know, when they split time, it becomes an interesting situation. And, you know, if you're a C.J. Spiller owner, you gotta pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I got those were the two Yahoo articles I got a kick out of, and it was just kind of like, you know, our fantasy expert is, you know, probably better than what these guys do. And, you know, sadly, he has a, you know, 50, 60 hour a week job, and he's not dedicating his life to it like they are. And this is the kind of advice you get. Pick up Josh Gordon and DeAndre Hopkins. Wow, hey, thanks. Like, I couldn't figure that one out on my own, considering I drafted Josh Gordon in one of the leagues. So.
And oddly enough, you found it on Yahoo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and that's the funny part is our leagues are run through Yahoo, but that's only because they're free, and it's by far the easy site to manage teams on, because Mr. Fantasy and I, our money league is run through CBS Sports, and it is a nightmare site to try to negotiate. I mean, just we tried to make an ad drop yesterday, and you literally, you're like a dog at one of those competitions jumping through hoops and then diving in the pool, because it's just, you literally have to jump through all these hoops before you get the opportunity to dive into the pool and see how far you can get to try to get your guy.
Really?
And yeah, and it's like, I don't understand why it's so, you know, like Yahoo makes it simple. You click the guy you want, you click the guy you want to drop, and two clicks later, you've got your transaction. Not in this one. You got to add the guy first, get the guy you're going to drop. Then there's like two or three other submissions you have to do. And it was like, why do you make this so hard? It shouldn't be this difficult.
And have you tried the NFL.com fantasy stuff?
I haven't tried that. I've got a friend at work who does the ESPN one, and he doesn't like the site at all. I've never tried it, so I don't know myself. But he does not like the way the site navigates. And I don't know if that, you know, like, I don't know what his computer skill level is. I mean, he could be, you know, worse than me, which would be very difficult to be. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Well, we'll have to try the NFL next year.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about jumping around to different sites for a while. You know, the hard thing, of course, is, you know, getting everybody to sign up at the new site, because, you know, Yahoo's kind of been the longest running one, and it's the easiest to use. So, you know, the newbie guys can kind of jump in and pick up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the funny thing is, like, you know, the site on Yahoo I don't have any problems with. I'm just baffled by their fantasy experts.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I wish they were a little bit more up to date sometimes, though.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't, you know, like, they don't dig for anything. You know, it's just blatantly obvious. You know, like, in a 10-team league or a 12-team league, the three wide receivers they mentioned were probably fantastic pickups. Well, you know, we're not in a 10-team league. You know, you got to help guys like us out too. You just can't cater to the guys in the smaller leagues.
Well, it's the popular one.
Yeah, you know, maybe, I can understand that. I mean, it's easy. I did do I don't remember if it was 10 or a 12-team Yahoo draft before we did our first regular Snake League draft, the next year's Here League. I always like to do one to kind of get the feel of how the draft goes. And, you know, football's easy. It's easy to play a third football team. You know, you go in once or twice a week and make changes, no big deal. But, you know, so maybe they are popular, but they're not a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, that's the difference between you, myself, and a lot of other people is I can have fun doing other things. I don't know. You got to think. You got to strategize. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, you know, that's the thing I enjoy the most of ours. You know, is it's such a deep league. Yeah. You know, you really have to be on top of your game. you know, to know, okay, well, you know, if, you know, like I had to go and search for, I took a flyer, I think it was the next year's Fear League. I took that Jonathan Franklin, the running back from Green Bay, on the advice of some of the fantasy experts on Sirius Radio, because they thought he was going to be a breakout player. Well, in two games, he hasn't seen the field. So I needed a running back who would actually see the field. So I went out and I had to find Donald Brown, who's the Colts' third running back, who's going to move up now because their starter is out for the season.
Oh, well, that's because I have James Starks, who got 30 points on Sunday, but I didn't
win. So, yeah, well, it was funny because I really thought when Eddie Lacy got hurt that Jonathan Franklin would get some carries, but Starks got them all. I mean, I don't think Franklin even saw the field. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even know if he was active for the game. I didn't even look at it. I just realized that, you know, this guy's basically useless as a fantasy player, and I needed to get rid of him and make a move because, you know, you're going to have bye weeks coming up, and I don't want to, you know, taking a zero on, like, a defensive player is one thing. Taking a zero at running back is a whole other story.
Oh, yeah. You know, and one thing, you know, I think maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it's just in my head, Mr. Fantasy, questioning my James Starks pick. But the biggest thing I remember about him when he came up, he was just not, you know, there wasn't a whole lot out there for me to choose from. And the one thing I remember about him was there's a lot of plays where they had four or five, you know, guys out there to catch the ball. And James Starks was always in a lot of goal line stuff. Yeah, I remember that last season. So it was one of those picks that was late. I don't remember which league it was in, but I know it was later. And I knew he'd be a solid. I knew he wouldn't give me a ton of points. I did get lucky Sunday, but I knew there'd be an opportunity for him to maybe run the ball a couple of times. But I knew he was a guy who got a lot of targets, not a lot, but a significant amount from Rodgers, especially in the red zone. So that was my choice, reason why I chose him.
Well, that's, you know, that's all you need is, you know, like a third running back in our league. If you get a guy who can just put up points for you in your bye weeks and stuff, you know, you just got to kind of hope you can get by, because our league is really based on, you know, starters. Because by the time you get around, unless you were to go 1-2-3 with your running backs, you're probably not going to get three starting running backs in the NFL because our league is just too big.
No, you're not.
So, you know, I mean, I have three running backs, and, you know, the one improved this week. The other one is still horrible, and then I had to go get Donald Brown, and I'm hoping – I think he got seven carries last week, and – I'm just hoping when I got to use him, he can contribute. I mean, I don't expect him to get, you know, 20, 30 points, but, you know, I'm hoping maybe I'll catch a break and he'll get a, you know, happen to get a touchdown or something when I have him in the game.
Oh, sorry. I muted myself on accident.
You know, the sad part is I never know if it's you muting yourself or if it's just the fact that the site is cutting you off. So that's really frightening. Before, I could always say, okay, well, Dan muted himself. But now, yeah, the sad part is I just don't know.
Yeah, not only that, I don't know what it is about rain, but apparently having the Bluetooth in when it was raining was a disturbance.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm baffled that, you know, Skype doesn't work in the rain. That just, I don't understand that. Like, when I had it all set up here and it signed me off, it told me I had no internet connection. Well, obviously I had an internet connection because I was able to play the opening music for the show, and that's done through the internet. And I was able to check the email, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, and that's through the internet. And so I don't know, you know, obviously it's their excuse for their product sucking. You know, you're going to blame it on the consumer. You know, it's always our fault. And I still laugh because I don't think I told you on the air, but my service provider is Clear Channel. They actually own the tower directly across the street from where I live. You know, I can walk to their tower from where I live in about 3 minutes. So obviously my internet connection is just fantastic. But, you know, I guess, you know, you got to do whatever you got to do to cover up your product. You know, I'm sure if we were paying for it and I wasn't using the free Skype service, you know, I would probably get better quality, but, you know, we're just, you know, I'm just kind of using it to do the show. I don't really use it for anything else, but, you know, at this point in time, I haven't been able to use it to do the show in 3 or 4 shows now because it's been raining every time we want to do the show.
As Curtis Blow would say, these are the breaks.
You know, I wonder if the snow's gonna affect it. I never thought of that. Come winter time, if I'm gonna have issues when it snows out, but you know, the fun stuff we deal with to try to do, you know, an hour plus radio show for everybody. So
yeah, and I just got home. I'm gonna take a 5 minute break.
So. Oh, you're going to leave me for 5 minutes? That's nice.
Yeah. I'll be here.
So,
but, you know, it's going to get real loud real soon.
Oh, yeah, well, your dogs are going to be real happy to see you when you wander in. But, I did notice, you know, since we do basically nothing but football on Sunday now at the preview show, Dan and I never got around to mention that the NHL training camps opened up and the hockey preseason is actually going on. And I don't know if you remember, but last year Dan and I both correctly picked the Chicago Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup. I don't know if we were just being homers, which I actually probably was, because to tell you the truth, I didn't do a ton of NHL research last year before we started making picks. But, you know, yeah, that all opened up. So pretty soon it's going to be hockey season, and then, of course, you know, the NBA training camps are right around the corner, because I saw a report today that Andrew Bynum, who signed with the Cavaliers in the offseason, they took a chance on him, is going to miss the entire preseason. As you know, the 76ers traded for him last year, and he didn't play a minute for them. Now he's a free agent, and the Cavaliers took a shot on him, and he's going to miss the entire preseason, but they say supposedly he's going to be ready for the first game of the year. I'll actually believe that when I see it, because he's just been kind of a bust for as a career. You know, he won some titles in LA, of course, but that had more to do with Kobe Bryant than it did with Andrew Bynum. You know, I know the other report I caught was Deron Williams, the Nets point guard, is in a walking boot. But they said he'll be out of it and ready to play by the start of the season, or by the start of preseason, excuse me. So, yeah, he's not going to miss any time. But, yeah, you know, hockey-wise, I haven't caught very many injuries. I did read something about Alex Ovechkin having to – I thought they said untuck his jersey, but that didn't make a lot of sense. I thought the hockey players always – well, I know most of the jerseys are tied – well, the pads are tied down. But for some reason, I thought the jerseys were tucked in. I'm kind of drawing a blank on that.
No, they're not.
No, they don't wear them tucked in? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't – I was just – I found it kind of odd that it was like, you know, he's going to have to wear – he's going to have to wear his jersey untucked. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. But you forget, you didn't mention how Mr. Fantasy, just to go against us, chose the St. Louis Blues last year.
Yeah, no, I was trying to be nice. You know, I didn't want to throw him under the bus because, you know, he yells at me when stuff like that happens. Well, not on the air. He'll call me at home and yell at me, which is really the only time he calls me now is when he wants to yell at me. So I was trying to cut him some slack there and, you know, let him off the hook, basically.
I couldn't let that one go.
So, yeah, no, I did find it odd. You know, you and I didn't get any type of reward for picking the winner, though. You know, normally we get prizes. we get prizes from the other people on the show, and yeah, we didn't get anything.
Yeah, I got my own reward.
Well, I guess technically I did, because you bought me a Blackhawk shirt for my birthday. So
yeah,
you know, that was kind of my birthday present, you know, hockey reward type of thing. But yeah,
well,
I guess what I should say,
you got the cool
you
one.
You know, what I should say, we didn't get anything from Mr. Fantasy. Like, you're still looking for that Dodger jacket. So
yeah, well, he's gonna buy a hat to go with it pretty soon. So
yep, he is. So did you see that after next season in NASCAR that Nationwide is no longer going to be the title sponsor? I guess they're going to sponsor a car and sponsor a race, but it's no longer going to be the Nationwide series. They're going to have to come up with something else. And that's the – or no, wait, is it – was it Nationwide or Sprint? Now I'm drawing a blank on which series it was. But, yeah, one of the series is losing their top title sponsor, and they're going to have to replace them. So,
well, I hope it's Sprint, and I hope maybe Verizon picks it up, so then I'll get it for free.
but yeah, So, you know, for years it was just the Winston Cup.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, you know, I wonder if AT&T will step in, or one of the other companies. Of course, with my luck, it'll be UPS, but, you know.
Yeah, but it would have been better if you can confirm it was Nationwide, because I had a stupid joke now. Was nobody getting on their side?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I do often wonder, you know, if, like, sponsoring helps a company. You know, because, like, to me, it doesn't make my decisions, you know, if I'm going to go here or there, depending on if they sponsor a car or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, do you drink 5-Hour Energy because they sponsor Clint Boyer since he's your guy?
No. And I was already watching Duck Dynasty, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, because I'm trying to think of if there's been any – you know, obviously, I mean, some of the sponsors, I mean, you know, I've been going to McDonald's since I was a kid, or Burger King since I was a kid. I mean, that's no big deal. Or, you know, with, like, Coke and Pepsi, the major sponsors.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who it helped get over to Sprint, you know, because of, if you're watching NASCAR, those are pretty much the only commercials you see. I don't even think you get to see Verizon or AT&T. I could be wrong, but, you know, with that, and then you get the whole Sprint app, the in-car stuff. If you download the app, check it out. It's actually really cool. You know, you can listen in on every single car to anything that they're saying. I think there's live. I don't know about, you know, I'm sure with the free Sprint version, I'd have to pay for mine if I wanted it. Free camera views from inside the car, and I think on the hood and the back end, did you get all those? So it's actually really cool, and I would never move over to Sprint, because I've heard a lot of negative things from a lot of friends and family. But you know, maybe if I was a huge NASCAR fan, it might entice me, because I would love to have that all year. You know, if I could have.
Oh,
I can hear
wow! Hey, hang on, not to cut you off here. But I'm on the new, you know, Fox Sports Live, and they're doing their football show, and they have breaking news. It says the Indianapolis Colts have acquired running back Trent Richardson from the Cleveland Browns for a 2014 first round draft pick.
Is that good news or bad news?
Well, it's bad news for me, because I just went out and picked up Donald Brown. And I do have Richardson in another league, but I'm kind of wondering what Cleveland is thinking, because I don't know who steps into his role now. You know, because he's the quote-unquote, you know, bell cow type of back, you know, 20, 25 carries a game. That doesn't really fit Indianapolis's game, and I'm just wondering – You know, I mean, I know Cleveland's 0-2, but are you giving up on the season already?
Possibly.
So.
Well, they don't have a Joe to say it ain't so. No.
So, well, believe it or not, we actually have a caller. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to attempt to bring him in. So let's see if we can do this. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, what are you doing?
No, man, just listening to you guys' radio. Just heard the news. I was going to call and see if you guys heard the news, but right before you brought me in, you broke it. You broke the news.
Oh, sorry. Well, do you own Trent Richardson? And any? Are you a football player, fantasy football player?
Yeah. I don't have him in my fantasy, but it's just a crazy trade here out of nowhere.
Now, what do you think? Do you think since I'm a Richardson owner, I'd love to know what you think. Do you think it helps his value or hurts it? Because I'm a little worried he's not going to get enough carries for me now. How do you feel about it?
I agree with that. I feel like when he was with the Browns, since they have Brandon Weed in and they have really no identity as a quarterback in the passing, the receivers, I feel like he will get what, you know what I mean? He was looked at as to get more of the vote and more of the carries. And now he goes to the Colts. He has Andrew Luck. He has T.Y. Hilton. And the Colts are known as a passing team. And also they have Bradshaw. So it's like now it's a thing of what do you do? Like, is he going to be that number one running back all the time? Or is he going to? He's not going to get enough carries. I mean, I see your point. I feel like he'll get a decent amount of load, but I feel like he'll probably do a lot better too because now that it's a better team overall and they have more of a passing game, so defenses are going to be more worried about passing and not just focus on him like how the Browns were.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, our yards per carry go up even because he's probably going to get less carries, but you know, as long as he can get a touchdown a week or, you know, something of that value, he'll still be a good value in fantasy. Are you a Colts fan or a Browns fan? Who's your team?
Oh, I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, are you? Okay, well, you fit in with us here. So, you know, too bad Mr. Fantasy's not here to sing the theme song for you. So are you in a fantasy football league?
Yeah, I'm in a fantasy football league. I am.
All right. Can I ask you how big your league is? How many teams do you have in it?
We have, I think, eight teams.
Oh, okay. Is it like a keeper league, or how do you like that? Because I've never been a big fan of the smaller leagues.
It's okay. I mean, it's a group of us friends and stuff like that. And it's all right. I mean, I would like to have it as a bigger group, but a lot of the times, like a lot of teams, they have more players that are like valuable that could start on another team because there's not that many players, and it's just now it's like a drag for fantasy, like on free agency, waiver pickup and stuff like that. It's hard to pick up good players. So, I mean, I prefer a bigger league just because there'll be a lot spaced out and not just like one stack team and everything.
No, yeah, that's, you know, he sound like me.
Well, you know, you'll have to send us your email address. So for next season, I don't know if you're a baseball guy, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm a baseball guy.
Right, you know, we've got the 20 fans, the 20 team leagues. Wait, did you say Dodger fan?
Yeah, I'm a Dodger fan.
Just what Dan wanted to hear.
I don't know, you know... Last season, after the season was over and some of the trades, but even, I think, I don't know, I just had a feeling, a huge feeling, and I kind of predicted in our blog that after the World Series last year, I'm like, Dodgers all the way. They're going to win everything.
All right, once they had Magic and the new owners, ownership, the other three owners, then we just took it off and we got rid of, what was it, Frank McCourt, I think, our other owner?
God, what a nightmare he was for Dodger fans.
Yeah, all that divorce issues and the money issues, and it was a tragedy. But now we got the new ownership, and it's all going well. I mean, we're not as hot as we were, but, I mean, I think if we win today, I think we clinch the division, I think so.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if the magic number is one or two, but yeah, they should clinch it here real soon. And you know, from where they were to where they are now, yeah, it should be fun to see them in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, and hopefully we get back on track. Now we got Kemp back and Anthony Ramirez, he's getting healthier. So I mean, yesterday was the first game with Ramirez and Kemp back since June 21st, I think. So and Kemp did awesome.
Yeah, no, if they're healthy, you know, teams are in a lot of trouble if the Dodgers show up with a healthy lineup.
Oh yeah. Well, not only that, I think a lot of people didn't think that Carl Crawford or some of the guys that came from Boston were going to do much, but, you know, I'm not saying he had a huge breakout year, but he's done a lot better. I think he's exceeded anyone's expectation, and I think once Adrian Gonzalez left San Diego, he didn't have that, I don't want to say that the media coverage behind him because he wasn't the star, the big star in San Diego. People kind of forgot. And when I was researching Akon, his numbers did not change. His numbers stayed the same when he went from San Diego to Boston and even the time he spent part of the last season in Los Angeles. He still was a solid player. He was going to be a great first baseman for them. And I think a lot of people counted a few of those guys out.
Right. That was great, too. I mean, Gonzalez, I mean, he doesn't have as much power. He's still putting up over 50 home runs, but he doesn't have that power like how he was, like 30-plus and stuff like that, which is fine, but he's still bringing in runs. He's still batting over 300. Crawford, he's solid. He's not, his arm and everything isn't there because of Tommy John, but, I mean, his speed and his batting is still there. Those were great pickups. Josh Beckett this year, he didn't have a good year, and he has shoulder problems and his elbow problems and stuff like that. But, I mean, Nick Punto is a great utility player. He can come in and play any position they need him to play. So, I mean, that was a great trade. That really turned around, basically, like, the way Dodgers organization really looked. That's when we know, like, these guys are, the new owners are a lot real. They're real. They're out to win. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. So, cool. All right, well, hey, Robert, you know, thanks for listening and thanks for, you know, calling in, and, you know, feel free to call back in anytime. We'll always talk, you know, baseball or football with you if you're interested.
All right. Another thing, can you guys follow me on Twitter? Me and a couple buddies are starting up a thing like you guys, and we just started today, and it'd be great if you guys could, like, follow us on Twitter maybe and give us a look out for it.
Shoot us an email, you know, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, and we'll definitely jump over there and follow you guys.
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll most definitely call back again when you guys are live again.
All right, thanks,
Robert.
He should be calling. He'll be calling back in a couple of weeks when the Dodgers are in the playoffs.
Yeah, there you go. See, that would be – well, hopefully he'll call back, you know, when you win your hat and you guys can talk about the Dodgers.
I'm not the only one. Not the only one.
No. See, yeah, sadly you're not. There are plenty of Dodger fans out there, so you are not alone. You know, I just, you know, now Robert's rooting against Mr. Fantasy. I like that even more. So, and I did double check. It is the Nationwide Series that's losing their sponsorship, so you can use your joke if you want to.
So nobody was on their side.
So there, I figure while you and Robert were gloating about the Dodgers because my Mariners stink, I was doing research and all that fun stuff. So
now, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes racing a lot different than all the other sports is I know football, everyone talks about their sponsors, but in NASCAR, your sponsor is pretty much everything. And
oh yeah,
I don't know, because it's the Nationwide Series, and I'll be honest, I never really watched a whole lot of it, but I'm sure there's a lot more, I don't even want to call them hardcore, but just more involved fans that would watch the Nationwide. So, with it being it's on the four-letter network, too, and even with Fox Sports, because I know they were covering a lot of stuff with the Nationwide and the Truck Series and all that, but I think it's probably still going to be a big opportunity to see for the next sponsor. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing with NASCAR is, like, the fans will show up to a track on a Thursday, and, you know, if there's a truck race on Friday, a nationwide race on Saturday, and the Sprint Cup on Sunday, they don't leave.
No.
You know, I mean, I've seen specials on, like, the infield at Daytona, and, you know, some of these, well, I shouldn't say some of these RVs, but most of the RVs that go to Daytona are nicer than my apartment. And I mean, I don't even know what these guys spent on these RVs, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it is, I mean, it's literally a rolling penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they just pull up, and I mean, obviously, I miss the boat in life here, people, because I don't have this kind of money, and I don't know what these guys are doing to get this kind of money, but I am really jealous that it is not me doing this, because that, you know, that's just got to be awesome. You get to drive across country, you get to see whatever you want to see, you don't have to worry about hotels, because you've got better accommodations than just about any, you know, Motel 6 with the light on for you that they're going to have. So it's got to be fantastic.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So, yeah, and if I magically disappear, there was just a nice lightning strike by my apartment. So if I'm just magically gone all of a sudden, you know what happened. But, yeah, I'm just impressed that these people could, you know, I know I saw one guy actually built the add-ons to his RV himself. And it's just like, you know, I don't have that kind of skill. I can't even change the oil in my own car. So that, you know, that just it for me. God forbid I try to do any work on a vehicle. I would probably just, you know, start it on fire. Or the last time was way back in high school. I helped my buddy do a brake job on his car, and we had parts left over. So that's my mechanical knowledge. I don't know about you. I've heard your car run on the show, so I don't know if you're fixing it. But
no. I don't know if you do that.
You know. So you got the wife under there taking care of that stuff for you?
I wish.
You know, honey, can you change the oil? So, but, yeah, it's just, you know, I think – you know, NASCAR fans are some of the most dedicated, you know, I guess you'd have to put them up there with, you know, like season ticket holders to the Astros who actually go to every game.
Oh, yeah, that's dedication.
So, you know, yeah, it was just kind of, you know, just kind of interesting to see, you know, like, 'cause, like, we went the 1 year in Michigan. And it's kind of interesting to see, you know, all the eclectic group, I guess we'll call them, of people who attend NASCAR events. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, you wonder, too, because everyone nowadays has pretty much had TV and internet or access to it, and they know all the popular stuff, be it insurance or, you know, cars, whatever it is. You wonder what, if it was a different name, would it make it more appealing to maybe watch, you know, if you see Nationwide, but maybe you see Geico because everyone knows Geico, you know? Well, that's one of the races.
Well, you know, that is a possibility. You know, they'll be getting a new sponsor. So somebody, you know, and granted, you know, technically it's the second series, you know, the cars don't go as fast, but it's still exciting to watch. You know, they're a little different making that stuff. And, they'll come up with somebody, you know, somebody to come through and sponsor the series. You know, it's always weird when they change names because, you know, especially like with the major series, it was Winston Cup for so long. It took me a while to get used to the first change. I'm trying to remember what the first change was. It was another cell phone company that was actually bought by Sprint.
Oh,
and then they,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't honestly remember. And then it was, you know, then this when Sprint bought them, they changed the name of everything. So, and you know, that series has been Sprint for the Sprint Cup for a while now. So we'll have to see who, you know, you what?
You know, I said, you can only imagine, you know, if it was slow from Progressive, people might just turn it on for a second longer. Or even, you know, Allstate, because there's that actor guy that everyone knows, but they don't know his name, because otherwise I would have said it. You know, and Farmers, my insurance has the bum-ba-dum-bum, you know, the song. So.
Oh, see, I have 21st Century where they destroy the cars in the commercial. So
see now you just landed their next sponsor.
that would be perfect, wouldn't it? So and that actor, by the way, is Dennis Hastings, and I can't believe that you don't remember him as, you know, Serrano from the Major League movies.
Oh, that's where.
So. You know, I mean, I know he's a lot more famous for, like, playing the president, and I think it's 24. He played the president. I know it's blasphemy that I didn't watch 24. I do apologize. But I used to have a life when it was on, and I wasn't home sitting in front of the TV all the time. So not that you people do that. It's just I was gone and, you know, just one of those things. But, it, you know, that's where I – he will always be Serrano to me.
You know, he was – and there was always that when I would see the commercials or see him on previews for 24. Like, I know who that is, but I don't know why. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been in a gazillion things. Just, you know, no matter what he does, he's, you know, I'm always going to see him with, you know, Jobu and the rum and, you know, hitting the bomb out of the stadium in the first movie. And, you know, that's, he's always going to be Pedro Serrano. He'll always be him.
Which was a great role.
Yes. So, you know, I'm a couple minutes late, but let's run the stretch out here.
Hey, where are you? I can't see you. Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the bar.
All right, I can run this down real quick. There's actually only one game going on right now, and it's in the top of the 11th. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have taken a 5-4 lead over the Oakland A's. So let's run down what else is going on tonight. Then I think there's at least one final. I'll figure that out when I get to the bottom of the page, though. The Atlanta Braves take on the Washington Nationals. The Miami Marlins, that is, play the Philadelphia Phillies. The San Diego Padres take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees are in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. The Seattle Mariners take on the Detroit Tigers. It's the Baltimore Orioles against the Boston Red Sox. Dan's former team, the San Francisco Giants, take on the New York Mets. I believe this is the four-letter network game of the night. The Texas Rangers against the Tampa Bay Rays. I will be checking that out because it's got wild card implications. Dan's other team, the Chicago Cubs, are in Milwaukee to play the Brewers. The Cincinnati Reds play the Houston Astros. The Cleveland Indians play the Kansas City Royals. That's another American League game with wild card implications. The St. Louis Cardinals are in Colorado to take on the Rockies. The game that's going to have Dan staying up late tonight, the Dodgers are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. And there is one final. I actually forgot this game was on this afternoon, and I did not watch it. I shouldn't say forgot. I just didn't know. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Chicago White Sox 4-3, and that is your Sports Time Radio stretch.
Yay!
I sounded like Mr. Fantasy doing the stretch there, didn't I? Jeez.
Yeah. I hope the Angels win today.
Yeah, that would be, you know, the Rangers have kind of blown that. I mean, they finally got a win last night. I think they had lost, what, 7 or 8 in a row.
Yeah.
So that was a little rough, but yeah, it looks like it's gonna come down to the playoffs for a hat with you guys, because pretty sure Oakland is getting in because there's only there's a week and a half left. We got what's left of this week and all of next week. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday will be the Sports Time Radio Awards blogs. You'll get all our picks. As long as Dan, Mr. Fantasy, and Schomburg Stu send them to me, and I will total them up, and we will have a blog, and we will tell you who the MVPs are, who the Cy Young is, who the Rookie of the Years are, and who the Managers of the Year are. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that in two Saturdays, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that, which I believe is, what, September 28th, correct?
Yep.
So.
All right. Now, I was not paying attention a little bit there for a while to the wild card race in the American League, just kind of focusing on the Rangers and the A's. And I didn't really notice that Kansas City has crept up. And they're a couple games back from landing that second spot. So,
I think I saw 3.5 at the start of today.
Oh, so they were a little bit more. But
they're even with the Yankees. Yeah, I believe the Indians are only a half game out, and then I think it's Baltimore is 2.5 out, and then it's the Yankees and the Royals are 3.5 out. So if somebody can get hot, and, you know, if you can win out, you figure you got, what, about 9 or 10 games left. If Kansas City or, you know, New York can get hot, they could end up in one of those spots.
Yeah, but more so, I don't think I mentioned anything, talk about Kansas City at all this year.
No, nobody did.
You know, so see them close enough to the wild card as they've been in forever.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, Kansas City and Cleveland aren't supposed to be here. That's supposed to be the White Sox spot. Obviously, you know, they're an embarrassment to Major League Baseball. And Kansas City and Cleveland were able to step up and actually play the game the correct way. And I know, I'm one of those guys. I know the White Sox had a lot of pitching injuries. I understand. But that doesn't mean that they have to stop hitting. So.
That's why Adam is done.
Yeah. So I did see an interview with Adam Dunn explaining that this season is a waste. So, and I guess technically if you don't win the World Series, it is a waste. But I'm wondering if he's realizing that he's the majority of the problem.
Well, the season could be a waste, but is that his excuse for his numbers?
No, he wasn't using it as an excuse or anything. They asked him, you know, just one of those questions. And he was just kind of explaining, you know, if you don't win a ring, technically the season is a waste because everybody is there to win the World Series. Obviously they haven't improved. So, you know, who knows what the heck who knows what that team is going to do. It'll be interesting for the offseason so we can make fun of Mr. Fantasy about it.
Yeah, well, you know what that sounds like to me? A bitter veteran. Bitter.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he was more annoyed by the question than anything because he kind of had that blah kind of answer to it. So I don't know. You know, again, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. That's just kind of what it sounded like. And, of course, it was edited for television, so I don't know the context. You know, obviously from going to broadcasting school that sometimes things aren't as they appear. So, I'm not saying they would have manipulated it, but it was David Kaplan who had a lot to say about it. And I think everybody realizes how I feel about David Kaplan. So, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they manipulated a little bit of a way so Kaplan could give his spin on it, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
but he's
just I'll just leave it at that. I guess would be the best way to do it.
But at least he thinks I'm funny.
Does he think you're funny? Well, he might think you're funny. So, well, my biggest thing with him is, you know, his answer to everything when it comes to Chicago baseball is spend money.
Yes, it is.
You know, all he ever says is they should always go out and sign the top players. And that's easy to do when you're not spending your money. You know, the, how simple is that? I mean, you know, I could tell you to go out and buy a mansion because I'm not spending my money on the house. I'm spending your money on the house. So hey, you know, Dan, go buy the biggest house there is on the market in that plush subdivision you live in.
Yep.
You know, but you know, it's not my money. It's, you know, it's easy to do. You know, hey, go sign, you know, Prince Fielder when he was a free agent. You know, give him, you know, go, you know, he wanted the Cubs to sign Albert Pujols.
I'm so glad.
You know, you especially, if they would have done that, how would you be feeling right now if they had Pujols for 8 more years at 20 plus million a year?
I'd have been saying that Soriano contract doesn't look so bad.
Right. And well, see, and what I've noticed, and maybe you can explain this because you actually have a degree, you know, in broadcasting or communications. I don't remember what it was, but you have the piece of paper. These guys, like when they throw out terms like that, they never own up to it. Like if you were to ask him now about that, he would deny saying it.
Oh yeah.
And do they teach you that or what? How do they do that? Is that as a broadcaster, you're supposed to throw out random wild claims, and then when they don't come through, you I don't remember saying that. Is that part of the deal?
Well, you know, I don't think it's so much that. I think it's more so that after a while, I don't even think he thinks about what he's saying anymore.
So,
you know,
yeah,
so like you said, you're just smoking out there and never really take any claim to it, claim, but even really meaning what you say. And I think that's what it comes down to.
You know, because, I mean, you know, well, the funny thing, because, like, when we throw out goofy claims and we make predictions, I write them down. You know, you wrote yours on a blog. I mean, you went out on a limb and said, in writing, the Dodgers are going to win it all in, you know, 2013. You know, we were joking around about it. We had a three-way call the other day, and we were joking around about the fact that I think we all picked the Angels to win the American League West. You know, we'll own up to what we pick. We really will. I may not remember saying it, but if you tell me I said it, I probably did.
Well, not only that, I think especially with a guy like Kaplan or, you know, anyone who's on TV every day, he is well-known throughout the sports community here in Chicago. I don't know how far it reaches outside of here. I'm not knocking him, but his stuff isn't going to be on YouTube every day unless he does something like trips and falls down or says a really bad word that he shouldn't have said on air.
I would, if he tripped and fell down, I would play that clip over and over on YouTube.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? You know, so no one's really going to go back 6 months and take the time to find out what he said or when he said it.
Maybe
and
it's
I'm
just
sure
me.
If,
I'm just...
Yeah, and I'm sure if you got on stage with him, you might convince him to agree with you that he said it, but he would tell you, I'm sure he would, just like any journalist, explain why they changed their mind.
I'd be too busy sitting on his chest for him to explain anything. So.
Yeah. But as a journalist, you don't take sides. So even though he's a Cubs fan, and the journalist, he's not.
Just real quick here, Dan and I are going to go off the air live here in 1 minute. If you go into the archives, there is a 15-minute overrun you can listen to. You know, and as always, Dan, check out – what's that website they should be checking out, Dan?
Oh, sportstimeradio.com.
There you go. I hope they're over there. Thank you for listening live and jump into the archives and catch up with Dan and I for the final 15 minutes of the show, please. So – yeah, he is on, you know, he's got a big show on WGN Radio, and, you know, that does go nationwide. I mean, I don't know how many people listen to it if you're not, you know, originally from Chicago and moved away, but, you know, there is some reach with him, but, again, you know, like you said, I'm willing to bet it's just kind of... You know, do you think he says it just to get a rise out of idiots like me?
Kind of.
So, yeah, because, that's the kind of stuff that always just, it just kind of gets me going because I feel like they're not paying attention to a situation.
Well, and, being on air every single day, he's got to come up with something to say.
Yeah, well, he has guests for that. I mean, he's always got people on the, on the program with him. The other local radio personalities come on and, help him out all the time. So there's plenty to talk about. I mean, you got the Cubs, the Sox, the Bears, now the Blackhawks are opening up training camp. Pretty soon we should be talking about Derrick Rose because the Bulls are going to start training camp here real soon as well. My question here though is, did you get to watch any of Moneyball last night, or what did you end up doing?
Oh, homework. Oh no, last night was the release of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh yeah, did you get it?
Oh yeah, I had it bought. It was supposed to come out last spring.
Because it's their FX is actually showing it again. It's just starting right now. So if you have 3 hours to kill, Moneyball is on again. I will tell you, it's a very enjoyable movie. But remember that it's based on a true story. So there's, spoiler alert, there's not a happy ending because it's a true story.
Well, so it
should be. So, yeah, well, when you're watching a movie, you're kind of used to that, let's wrap everything up in a nice little bow and we'll get a happy ending here. And this is legitimately based on the Oakland A's and the way Billy Beane runs the ball club. And it's very interesting if you want to learn about, sabermetrics or, stuff like that, the way they kind of juggle it. And Mr. Fantasy threw out that quote last night on Twitter when I was telling you guys it was on about, I pay you to get on base, not to get thrown out at second.
Oh, that's what you mean. I get it now.
So, yeah, and that comes from, if you're a sabermetrics guy or a Moneyball guy, as they say it, in the movie, stolen bases are one of the worst things possible. They don't want you to steal bases. So that's where the quote actually comes from. It's a direct quote from the movie, and it's just part of their perception of, of Moneyball is you don't try to steal bases because it's bad.
No more strategy. No more buttons.
Yeah. I also did tweet last night the Triple-A championship game was on. And the announcers were very hard to hear, but the only name I saw that I recognized, and you'll know this name right away because he's been on a couple of your favorite teams, Mike Fontenot was playing in the AAA championship game last night.
Oh, really?
I gave up. It was about the sixth inning, and I don't know if it was the feed they were using or whatever, but the announcing was so bad, I couldn't deal with it anymore after about, I think I watched 3 or 4 innings. But the one guy was pitching a perfect game.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it was getting late, it was getting close to my bedtime because sadly I have to get up, real early. And I know, poor me. Dan's playing his violin for me. I can hear it now in the background. But it was interesting to kind of watch. But yeah, I wish it would have been a little better. It was on the NBC Sports Network. I wish it would have been a little better feed, and they would have given me, because none of the players' names are on the back of the jersey, so I wasn't sure who was who.
Yeah. Well, good for Mike Fontenot. He's never given up on baseball. At least he could say he's got a ring.
Well, didn't he win a ring with the Giants a couple years ago?
So, he was in the 2010 series. He was in the 2010 championship team.
Do you find it odd that both him and Ryan Terrio run one rings with the Giants?
So weird.
So, but yeah, I found that interesting. It was a lot like when I almost hate to admit this because I'm just such a dork. When I used to watch the baseball games they were covering from Japan on Friday nights, and I would tell you about them. I think sometimes we were on the air when it happened. And I was really excited when I saw Matt Merton. So.
I hear, you know, a bunch of Matt Merton.
So, well, yeah, it was kind of funny because, yeah, I didn't understand a word they were saying, but the batters' names and statistics come up in English. So it was just kind of like, hey, that's Matt Merton. But did you see, speaking of Japanese baseball, did you see that Vladimir Valentin, the former Mariner and Cincinnati Red, broke the single-season home run record over there?
No.
And do you know who was one of the guys who was tied for the single-season home run record was? I'll give you a hint. He was a former Cub, and I think he hit 3 home runs off the Mets in opening day. I think a couple of them came off Dwight Gooden.
Oh, I didn't know we were going that far back.
You'd have probably been a young kid at the time, but it was, I don't know if you remember, do you remember Tuffy Rhodes?
No.
Yeah, he played center field for the Cubs for about half a season before they realized he was a bust. And he was actually tied with Sadaharu Oh, and I can't remember the other player, for the single season home run record in Japan that was just broken by Vladimir Valentin. Or Valentin, not with a B, not with a V. So, yeah, it was I happened to see the highlight. I think Fox Sports 1 showed the home run that broke the record. And, you know, they've been baseball in Japan. They make a big deal out of stuff like that. So it was a pretty wild scene. And, you know, it's just kind of, you know, he was always kind of a journeyman here. And it's, you know, it's just kind of cool to see those guys, you know, get some respect as baseball players.
Yeah.
So maybe you should have went to Japan and been a baseball player.
I probably would have helped. I speak Japanese now. You should have went. They love big guys in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I was never good enough. So, but now how much GTA 5 did you play last night? And can you give us a review?
Only like an hour or so, maybe 2 tops, but it's really cool. It's better than the 4th one. I'm not really that great at video games, so missions that most people won't have to restart, I have to restart.
I did notice on Facebook that your friend Willie Richardson was very upset that he did not get his copy.
Well, you know, I'm surprised, but it's got to be hard with 12 kids, you know. That's the one thing I did notice about this one. This one is not for children.
No.
You know, the Call of Duties aren't for kids. This is not for kids. Do not buy a 13-year-old this game. It is not for kids. So
you didn't let your nephew play it?
Well, no, he doesn't live here, and he won't play it.
Well, no, but I mean, that just because he doesn't live there doesn't mean he's not there all the time.
Yeah. Well, came out yesterday.
Well, that's why I figured he'd be there waiting for you to bring it home so he could play it with you.
No, he doesn't even know about it. I wouldn't tell him. He's still
I'll email him in the football league and let him know you have it. So, you know, then I'm sure your sister will just drop him off at your house and he can just stay there for days at a time playing the game.
No, he can't play that game.
So, yeah.
I'm telling you, if you've seen it, you would agree.
Oh, you know, I'm sure I would, but luckily for myself and everybody else, I don't have children. So, because I would be really bad at it, and it's just a good thing.
Well, you know, they say you're not ready until you're ready.
Yeah, no, I my fear would I would have ended up with one that acted like me. So, or worse, and I couldn't have dealt with that. So
yeah.
I actually, the thing that got me today is I saw one of those very odd commercials about, you know, this is what you do if your kid is a picky eater. And all I can remember when I see those commercials is getting up as a child, because it was a breakfast commercial. And all I remember is saying, hey, what's for breakfast? And my mom would look at me on the weekends and say, whatever your father's making you. So, yeah, I didn't get the, you know, if I didn't like it, they didn't make something special for me. So, kind of like I believe you mentioned a scenario like that where you were living in an apartment and babysitting a child quite a bit.
Yeah.
And your wife would make special meals for the kid.
Yeah, that's why we had to move.
Yeah, see, that didn't happen for me. This was dinner. And if you wanted it, go ahead and eat as much as you want. If you didn't want it, that's your choice. But, you know, we would like you to eat something. So, we're having this and we know you don't like it, so we'll make you this. It was, here it's on the table, you know. And, you know, luckily, I mean, my parents didn't make anything odd like, you know, octopus or anything like that, you know. But luckily it was mostly meat and potatoes, so that was a big plus for me. But, I don't, just one of those odd little things. Probably why I'm such a big fat guy is, you know, we always had meat and potatoes. So, you know, I just filled up on all that good quality stuff.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Well, that's how you cook for your wife, isn't it? You make, you know.
No, we're on a diet.
Oh, you too? So our friend of the show, Paulie Tomaselli, and his girlfriend are on a diet as well. He is. They are doing the same diet Mr. Fantasy's wife is doing. They are doing the paleo diet.
Yeah, I'm not jumping on bandwagon. My doctor's making me do it.
I have to give credit. It's worked very well for Mr. Fantasy's wife. She's lost quite a bit of weight.
Oh, good for her.
So, yeah, it's been good for her. I just, you know, I'm just not disciplined enough to do that kind of stuff. So,
you can hear the dog came.
Yeah, well, they're actually a little late. You know, we're in overtime. Normally they jump on right before the show ends. But I looked up and your guy Chris Archer got a strikeout, but I guess it doesn't matter for you anymore, so.
Nope. Not anymore.
You know, and you know what I got to ask you? You know what the Tampa Bay Rays traded to get Chris Archer, right?
NASCAR, though.
Are you tired of me doing that to you yet? Oh God, are they killing somebody? It always sounds like your dogs are on the attack.
There's another dog outside walking by.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean they sound so vicious when they go at it. I always think they're like attacking each other or they're going after one of your neighbors or something.
Well, you know, the one neighbor is gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that. I must be getting new neighbors here real soon. They were upstairs painting the apartments today. So they must be getting ready to fill up. But, all right, well, it looks like it's about time for Dan and I to roll out of here. So, as always, you know, we thank everybody for jumping on the extra 15 minutes with us. And Dan and I will be back on Friday with Mr. Fantasy for all your you know, football stuff and anything else we can come up with at the time. And Dan will tell you what else to do as I hunt down the closing music here.
Oh, you make life so difficult on yourself. Just drag it to the top of the beginning. But anyway, go over to sportstimeradio.com. Check it out. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, but sportstimeradio.com. Thanks for listening.